Hi, I'm Reagan, for those of you who don't know me. And I'm talking about home. Oh, yeah. Okay. Whew. Okay. Our theme this year, if you've been at chapel, which you have, is home. And I'm taking a kind of twist on it, so it might work out, it might not. Bear with me. If it doesn't work out, I don't know. It'll work out. It'll be fine. So I'm going to kind of talk about the mind and the body that we live in and that I have. I'm going to talk a lot about me. Ooh, sorry, I forgot that was it. I hate talking about myself, so again, bear with me. It's part of the reason why I'm nervous. But I'm going to walk you guys through, which, okay. Bear with me. You're going to see a lot of pictures of me throughout the years. Please be nice. You are free to laugh. I tried to find pictures that were the least embarrassing, but, you know, we're just going to take a look at my life, and we're looking at mind, body, and spirit throughout Reagan throughout the years. We're just going to get going. Okay. First, when I was a baby, okay, I'm doing this, like, baby through little kid. I didn't have a lot to worry about in my mind. You know, I think babies and little kids are worried about food. You know, they think about their parents. I thought a lot about Jack. I like Jack. That's my brother, if you don't know. I think I thought about Finding Nemo a lot. Finding Nemo is my favorite movie, especially at this age. Eventually, like, growing up, thought more about, like, just playing and, you know, food, mac and cheese, whatever, eating some herbs, you know, stuff. So, with my body, I mean, my mom was basically in charge, like, you know, feeding you, clothing you, all those things, right? And then, for my spiritual life, I was at church all the time. My dad is a pastor, so I was at church all the time. This picture actually was taken at a church event. It's our harvest party. And so for Halloween, apparently, I was a unicorn. Yeah. looking like I'm having a great time. Anyways, so I grew up really involved in the church. And so, you know, VeggieTales, harvest party, Sunday school, all of it. I did all of it. So we're moving on to elementary school. I think this is like third or fourth grade. I have no idea. I stalked my mom's Facebook to find these pictures. So. at this point, when I wanted to grow up, when I was little, my life dream was to win American Idol and then win Dancing with the Stars, and then I would become a teacher. So now, elementary school Reagan, she was like, we can drop that other stuff. I don't like singing in front of people, so definitely not going to work out on that one. But I can still be a teacher. So this Reagan wanted to be a teacher. Her mind goals, things that she thought about was being nice, looking for good friends, and just being a good student. I really didn't like school for part of my elementary years, and then I really loved it for a little bit too. So when I had a good teacher, I really wanted to be a good student for that teacher. My body, I was very, very short, so I noticed that. I also struggle in most athletics, so I was not good at the monkey bars at all, which, you know, recess-wise, if you're not good at monkey bars and you can't run fast, you're pretty much lame. So, so you know, working on finding friends that also aren't good at monkey bars or running fast, which I did find them eventually. And I had started dance. I was 5 years into dance at this point, and also was not extremely well gifted in that area. But I really enjoyed it, so it didn't matter. Then spirit, I got introduced to my best friend in fourth grade, and she loved Toby Mac. So I got really into Jesus music. Especially Toby Mac. I got baptized a couple years. I was in fifth grade, so this is just a couple years before that. So still very active in church. And, side note. I started going to camp, which this is what this picture is. then my notebook is blocking my face, but I still know the face that I'm making. So it's, yeah. Anyways, so I got to go to camp as a big kid, meaning I got to go... like, not as, like, one of the littles. I actually was involved in the program and stuff. And what was on my mind at camp was Bible verses and making friends. I knew that I should stay away from Gaga Ball, which is still the case. And otherwise, I didn't really have any other cares at camp. And my spirit, I have always felt closest to God at camp. And so, yeah, camp is a very near and dear thing to my heart. Middle's cool. This is, fun fact, the first picture I took on my flip phone. I had to search really hard to find this one. It is the first day of seventh grade. So you're looking at seventh grade Regan and her best friend Natalie. So, sorry, Nat. I did not approve that picture with her, so. it's fine. So I still wanted to be a teacher at this point. My mind was on trying to get a better grade in math and you're just getting good grades, being nice. We needed to find a bigger lunch table because at this point I had found too many good friends that loved Jesus and weren't good at monkey bars, and now we couldn't fit at a table, so that was my main concern, is like, how are we gonna fit? Middle school, bodies start to do the comparison thing. So I was still very short and most parts unathletic. So, just awkward middle school for everyone there. And spiritually, I think Miss Regan had a lot of things figured out right. She loved youth group, loved church. And I helped with a lot of our kids' programs, which is weird because I still was a kid, but I guess it worked out. That's cool. High school, okay, I couldn't find any pictures, actually, which is weird, from, like, my early high school. So the one with the dog, Starby, I was about, I think, a sophomore. It was early sophomore year of high school. And then the other one is one of my senior pictures. And high school Regan, I felt called to ministry at 15 after I went to a CIY event. And I still wanted to be a teacher as well. So I started getting more involved in ministry and looking at what that looks like. So my mind was on, if I was doing things right a lot, I started thinking about, my grades and how I need to improve those. I tried to figure out how to find confidence. I knew that I wanted to still go into ministry and go into teaching, but I didn't know what area of teaching, so I was, like, really pressuring myself to figure that out. Dance was still fun. I still was dancing at this point. Obviously, you can tell those are point shoes. Still a lot of comparison, especially to the other people in my athletic, because dance is all about comparison. You're looking at someone else's body, seeing what they're doing, and you have to replicate it perfectly within your own body, which for any teenager to do that is hard, but especially teenage girls growing up in the time that we've grown up in, it's really hard when you're supposed to compare your body to someone else's. So I started struggling a little bit with some body image things, and then spiritually, I was still very on fire for ministry. I found YU as a junior. I heard about it, so I came down here and visited, fell in love with the place, and I knew that still going into education, still going into ministry. And my senior year especially, I started to pray like crazy because I couldn't stop thinking. And so my way of like not thinking was to just pray. Okay, so that leads to my freshman year at York. I was very, very scared. I'd never been far away from home ever, very close to my family. And I really was focused on getting good grades, and I started to kind of get introduced to what anxiety was and figuring out that I might actually have that. And I started working really, really, really hard put a lot of pressure on myself to be perfect at a lot of things at this point in my life. So I had to find a job to pay for school. I had to do really well, especially in Bible classes, because if you do bad in a Bible class, like, that's not good. Especially if you're a Bible major. Like, that's not just Dr. Best grading, that's the Lord grading. Like, come on. Like, I was nervous. So the Lord doesn't grade, though. I don't know. Anyways, don't get too legalistic on me. Anyways, we're moving on. Sorry. Physically, I still struggled a lot with comparison. I was on a team of a lot of really, really talented people of a lot of shapes and sizes, which was amazing. And they're all very body positive, which is something that I hadn't been surrounded with at this point. But I knew that I had to work and work and work to even get to the level of the team that I was on. I just really wanted to earn my place at York. I wanted to earn my place in the Bible department and earn my place on the team. And so I was just working and trying to be better and better and better. And through that, I ended up just constantly comparing myself to find ways to be better. And that just wasn't a very healthy spot. I still love the church. I was struggling to find a church at this point, but I did have a couple of spots that I would go to regularly. And I was struggling without my church family. I'd grown up with the same people for the longest time, and then came here and it was different. And I also started worrying, because if I wasn't enough to dance right, if I wasn't enough to get good grades, then I must not be enough, like a good enough Christian. I must not be good enough with Jesus if I'm not good enough in any other area. And so that became my first step on the scene at York. A lot of things have changed since then, at York. A lot of different highs, I've had a lot of different lows. And I've just kind of been learning a lot, all the time, constantly learning. So now, I'm not putting up a picture because you can see me right now, so we're going to talk about senior year Reagan, which this is senior year number one. I had to correct that for June. I will be here next year, so sorry, but make it rid of me. It's a double major thing. I can't fit it all. So anyways, senior year number one, Reagan, right now, standing in front of you today. I am more focused on learning and not on grades. I'm figuring out how to dance for joy, and just enjoy the ability to dance with people that I really care about and love. And anxiety and overthinking are now losing battles most days, which is good. And figured this out. Cool fact if you didn't know. You actually need sleep and water and food to survive. Those are basic necessities, friends. So if you're not getting those, actually, you'll get better grades when you get a good night's sleep. You'll feel better doing your athletic if you eat food. You will, in fact, have a better attention span if you're drinking water instead of just coffee. Not that coffee's a bad thing. Love coffee. Not hating on coffee. Just pair it with some water. You'll do great things. So my whole point in all of this, finally gotten to the point. Sorry. Pictures were there to distract you from how long I'm taking. I've learned a lot about holistic spirituality. It's a new term in my life, and what it means is it's a perspective that views life as interconnected and whole, integrating mind, body, and spirit rather than treating them as separate components. So we're reading this book for one of my classes. If you haven't read it, you need to read it. It's The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Is it hard to put this into action? Yes, it is, but we're already doing hard things every day, so just add one. So I'm just going to read a little snapshot from this book. It says, "We're not just brains on legs. We're whole people, holistic, integrated, complex, and full of dizzying amounts of energy. So our apprenticeship to Jesus has to be a whole person endeavor, mind and body." So my whole point for taking you through this, Reagan growing up and what she thought about throughout the years, is we need to attack. Bookmark, sorry. We need to attack and approach our lives with the sense of like determination and discipline that Jesus had on when he was on mission. So we know a lot about Jesus, right? We know a lot about what he did. We're all in Jesus classes or have taken them before. And Jesus showed us that discipline is a blessing. Jesus had to be disciplined because he had to face the cross. No body or mind would want to do that. So I just wanted to encourage you with what God's been putting on my heart recently. And that's, how can I bring Jesus into everything that I'm doing? Because I am a stronger person, I am a kinder person, I am a better person when Jesus is involved in everything. Not just in my Bible classes, but in my Shakespeare class. Not just in dance, but also when I decide to take a walk. Like, Jesus is in everything, and you just have to look for him. And he loves you very, very much. So I also want to get this little spur out here. If you are not taking care of your body or not taking care of your mind, there are so many people here that love you and want to take care of you and want to teach you how to do that so you can attack life in a way that is the right way to live, a healthy way to live, and just a peaceful way to live. And the number one person on that fan club is Jesus. So if you don't know him, get to know him. And there's a lot of amazing people and professors that are next in line to help you with that. So just reach out. Okay. I want to end quick with a song that's been stuck in my head for the last ever. It's called What a God. And it talks about how if the highest place I reach is at your feet, then I've done it all. If the best thing that I've seen is your glory, then I've seen it all. Your love has changed my life. I'm forever satisfied. God, you are my everything. If God is not your everything, you should be. Because in this life, the only thing that matters is him. So I just want to encourage you guys today to reach out for help if you need it. Also, I just love this place so much, so thank you. I hope some of this made sense. I'm going to be done now.